title on screen, How to Report in PERT, EDR, Part 4.1, Completing a Mentor Meeting.
This video provides an overview on completing your mentor meetings using the Mentorship Program Steps for EVR document.
Text on screen, Pro Tip. The top half of the Mentorship Program Steps document is for mentors and the bottom half is for students.
Jason has recently completed his first experience report in PERT. He is now ready to discuss it with his mentor in their first semi-annual meeting together.
Visual on screen of timeline starting at PERT start date with document, written above it as it moves towards month 6 and then changes to discuss at month 6. Text on screen, Pro Tip. You will be assessed a 1-month duration penalty for each missed mentor meeting. Ensure you have 2 meetings documented in PERT for every 12 months of current experience. Mentor meetings are not required for prior experience but are highly recommended.
He references the Mentorship Program Steps for EVR document and the mentor meeting process on CPA Ontario's website to understand the items they should discuss during the meeting. He has completed his first experience report in PERT, the first step on his checklist.
Visual of the Mentorship Program Steps for EVR document under the first mandatory meeting section, with the first box being checked off.
Jason and his mentor agree on a date and time to connect, and he requests a mentor meeting in PERT.
Text on screen, Pro Tip. Best practice is to complete your mentor meeting within 30 days of completing your PERT experience report.
He has now completed the second step in the checklist. Jason meets with his mentor to discuss his progress through a video call.
Visual of the Mentorship Program Steps for EVR document under the first mandatory meeting section, with the second and third boxes being checked off.
He runs the consolidated summary for his completed experience report, which provides an overview of the enabling and technical competencies he feels he has gained in the first 6 months as a financial analyst.
Visual of the consolidated summary being run for his first experience report, showing the levels he has self-assessed under the technical and enabling competencies.
His mentor's role is to provide guidance on enabling competency responses, engage his technical competency development. Jason revisits the enabling competency example he already documented in solving problems and adding value to get his mentor's feedback.
Visual of Jason reviewing the rubric within question 2 of the enabling competencies in level 1 being circled within the rubric.
After agreeing that he is at level 1 proficiency, they discuss how he can apply examples in his role to other enabling competency areas in future experience reports. After reviewing Jason's technical competencies and the focus of his job duties, his mentor says that Jason's target area of depth should be management accounting. They discuss the sub-competencies where he could progress to level 2. Jason's mentor also helps him identify additional examples that he can capture, including monthly KPI analysis in MA4 for organizational performance measurement. Jason and his mentor also discuss his future learning plan. They discuss the requirements for demonstrating level 2 proficiency in the enabling competency areas using the CPA way.
Text on screen, communicating, solving problems and adding value, managing self, collaborating and leading, and acting ethically and demonstrating professional values.
For each of the enabling competencies, Jason must be able to discuss using a complex example. The CPA value impacted, more than one alternative solution, the pros and cons for each option, a conclusion or recommendation which is consistent with the analysis, ways to improve upon the enabling competency development going forward, and show progression throughout the 30 months. These complex scenarios are new circumstances requiring a high level of analysis and judgment. Jason must apply lessons from past experiences in which the solution was not clear. With the help of his mentor, Jason develops an action plan for the other enabling competency areas and identifies a few scenarios in the workplace to watch for.
Visual of the Mentorship Program Steps for EVR document under the first mandatory meeting section, with the fourth box being checked off.
He will also ask his supervisor if he can be involved in these opportunities to further develop his enabling competencies. Based on discussions with his mentor, Jason updates his report to add job duties for MA4 and submits it to his supervisor for verification.
Visual of the mentorship program steps for EVR document under the first mandatory meeting section, with the fifth box being checked off.
Jason also sets his next experience report date in PERT for 6 months from now. Finally, Jason's mentor completes the mentor meeting in PERT by documenting the meeting date and comments from their discussion.
Text on screen, pro tip. Mentor comments are useful to CPA Ontario in providing a quick overview of what was discussed in the meeting and whether you are on track with your reporting requirements.
Jason has now completed his first semi-annual PERT reporting requirement. Up next, learn how to get CPA Ontario's feedback by requesting a CPA review.
Text on screen, cpaontario.ca/pevideos.